Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with that stationary front still draped across the region. With a southerly wind flow, the moisture will only increase today, and more showers and thunderstorms will be likely as we go through the morning and especially this afternoon. With some hazy sunshine, the increased moisture, and jet stream energy shooting in from the west, some of the storms could grow to strong and maybe even severe limits with gusty winds and hail. We'll also watch for the potential for torrential downpours, which will only increase the flash flooding threat as we go and head toward the evening hours and overnight tonight. A cool front from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley will head in later on tonight. This will keep the shower threat going into the overnight period. That front will move through early tomorrow, and decidedly cooler air will be building in. So after highs today in the upper 70s, we'll go back down into the 50s to around 60 tonight, and then only reach the mid-60s tomorrow with a northwest wind flow and additional showers. Right now, it looks like this front will stall out tomorrow night, and low pressure will ride up and along it along the eastern seaboard to start the holiday weekend. The result will be lots of clouds on Saturday, a chilly breeze, and additional rain showers, especially in the Hudson Valley and points east into New England. The resultant clouds and showers will lead to temperatures only in the 50s to around 60 for afternoon highs. We'll start to dry it out a bit on Sunday, but still an upper-level trough will remain, keeping a shower threat in the forecast, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 60s, then back to more sunshine and dry weather for Memorial Day on Monday and into the upper 60s. Temperatures will push past the 70-degree mark with lots of sunshine through midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the southern high plains, and also a slight risk of severe storms over a portion of us here in the northeast. While the instability in the atmosphere will be modest here in the northeast, wind shear should be adequate to produce some stronger to severe storms with gusty winds and hail. Meanwhile, in the southern high plains, strong warming is likely, along with increasing low-level moisture, which will result in moderate to high instability this afternoon. Moderate shear, along with that instability, will be sufficient for a few supercells. The primary threat will be very large hail. A tornado or two may be possible, with wind damage becoming the more likely threat into the evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shreveport, Louisiana, at 7:56 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Charleston, West Virginia, at 7:54 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog at 50 degrees with a west wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 60, 79% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, gusting to 17, and the barometer at 29.80 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Crater Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, showers, breezy, and turning cooler with temperatures dropping into the 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low, 63, the average temperature, 70, that's 10 degrees above normal. 1.15 inches of rain in Albany yesterday for the month, now 3.50 inches, which is now 1.04 inches above normal. And 11.59 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 2.04 inches below normal. There were 5 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 18, that's 7 above normal, and 18 for the season, which is 3 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 49, the record high, 93, set in 1964, and the record low, 36, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the 70s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with showers mid-60s. More clouds on Saturday, breezy and cool. Showers likely with highs in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday. Still the risk of a few showers, lower 60s. Dry on Memorial Day. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s. And lower to mid-70s with partly to mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.